Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Haiti's interim prime minister said today he will step down, ending a power struggle that emerged after the assassination of President Jovenel Moïse earlier this month. NPR has confirmed that Claude Joseph will hand over power to Ariel Henry, who'd been appointed to that position just before Moïse was killed but never took office. NPR's Carrie Kahn is here with more. And Carrie, as you well know, it hasn't been clear who's in charge in Haiti since at least July 7th, when the president was assassinated, shot to death in his home. Does this end that power struggle?
Oh, I don't want to ever make any definitive comment about Haitian politics. It's a very, it's a difficult and always a turbulent situation. So I'm not going to say one way or the other. I can just tell you what I've heard. And it is that Joseph says he will step down. There are a lot of actors here and a lot of different names, but he was the acting prime minister, Claude Joseph, when the president was assassinated. But the president had already named a different prime minister who just hours later was set to take over, and that's Ariel Henry. And that he's a 71-year-old neurosurgeon. And the two men had been saying they were both the head of Haiti. But the thing was, before, the army and the police were solidly behind Claude Joseph. And the United States and the UN had said that they were backing him, too. That all changed over the weekend. And there were negotiations between the two men that had been vying for power. And I think that's what changed, was those negotiations over the weekend. The two men came to an agreement, and Ariel Henry will take over.
Well, and we're reading reporting that some in Haiti are saying that's just an agreement between two men. You know, it's not legal. But what did the acting prime minister say about why he's stepping down now?
Well, he gave an interview over the weekend, too, to NPR. And he said, you know, I'm not a politician. I want what's best for the country. He had said he was going to step down all along. That was the plan until the president was assassinated. And there was going to be no problem with that. And he says, I just want justice for my friend who was the president. And that's why he held on. But he no longer has the backing of the international community. And that became apparent over the weekend when this group, it's called the Core Group. And it's a group of key diplomats, which include representatives from the United States, the UN, the Organization of American States, and the Canada and the EU, amongst others. I think Germany and I said Canada, too. And they all kind of changed their backing from Joseph to Ariel Henry. And so I think that sort of dealt him the cards he needed to step down and pass over the power. But like you said, this is an agreement that there between these men, because there is no functioning parliament in Haiti at this time. And the other problem is that if something were to happen to the president, the head of the Supreme Court is to take over. But the head of the Supreme Court died of COVID just recently. So that succession of power was very murky and very difficult. And so that's why people are saying this is just an agreement between two men. There's only 10 senators that remain lawfully in power in the parliament. All the rest have not been reelected. There's been no elections in many years. So it's a difficult process, and we'll have to see, and we'll get more announcements later today and this formal announcement of this change in power tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, NPR's Carrie Kahn, as Haiti's interim prime minister, said today he will step down and he will turn over power to Ariel Henry. We'll follow this story here on NPR. Carrie, thanks as always.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.